This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
As we welcome in the 8 o'clock crowd, we'll revisit our survey that we got going today, which is your favorite holiday movie of all time. Some of the responses we're getting, Elf is getting a lot of votes. Christmas Story, it's such a classic. Somebody else said It's a Wonderful Life, a lot of It's a Wonderful Life. Somebody else said Scrooged is getting a lot of votes. Somebody else said Scrooge, the regular Scrooge with the real one.
Albert Finney.
Yeah, him, I guess. Yeah, I guess. Or George C. Scott, depending on which one you like. So you can text your favorite in 504-260-1870. Miracle on 34th Street pops up. Home Alone. Somebody else said Sound of Music. I don't know what holiday that would be, but is there a holiday mentioned in the Sound of Music?
I don't remember.
No.
The Hills Were Alive, though.
Holiday from the Nazis, I guess. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, about crime and murders being down in New Orleans. Back in a flash, WWL. It is 8:14. Tomorrow we're going to be at Children's Hospital for the annual Radiothon. And normally we talk to Ronald Surpass on Wednesday, but since we're going to be at Children's Hospital, we thought we'd talk to him today. And I'll tell you more about the Radiothon in just a little bitty bit. Good morning, Ronald Surpass, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, and now a professor practicing in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. How are you?
I'm good, Tommy Tucker. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about this murders in New Orleans. Boy, I mean, way down, huh? What's going on with that?
That's always great news, right? And then the contributions of murder going up and down have something to do with the police, but by and large, it's larger than the police. Clearing cases, which I've read some stories that the police department's clearing, meaning arrest has been made, and the murders appears to be doing better and doing well. That's very important, so you don't have retaliation events. The key is non-fatal shootings, and how are you investigating non-fatal shootings as a result of many of them are retaliatory. The overall issue of murder going down, if the police and the government could control that completely, we wouldn't have any murders, would we? So some part of this is going to be changes in the social issues going around. All that put aside, if it's lower than it was, that's better. If it's higher than it was, that's not as good. There will always be some, unfortunately, going all the way back to the Bible, thou shalt not kill. That's how long people have been killing each other.
So what does it say about efforts to prevent murder or the efficacy thereof? Because if it just happens or doesn't happen, then are the police really responsible for it? I guess what I'm trying to ask you.
No, that's a great question. In those murders where you know there are retaliatory behaviors going on between people, secondly, in those murders where you know really effective domestic violence, getting involved in domestic violence before it escalates to a murder, that's a second example. A third one is clearing cases, sending the message into the community that these offenders will be held accountable. I think government can do those three things. They should do those three things, and they ought to do those three things. But two guys in a barroom that get in a fight and it overloads itself and turns into a murder is not the same as the three I described. People getting in a fight on Bourbon Street, you probably remember this during our time and many times. Two people get in a fight on Bourbon Street, somebody gets hit and they hit their head on the curb and totally unintended and die. So really you got three big areas where the government through police or other can really have some interdiction effect. One is non-fatal shooting, retaliatory interruption with investigations. The second is good quality domestic violence, opportunities to solve and reduce those spiraling cases of violence. And three, clearing cases. The message that goes into the community when someone's arrested is a very powerful message.
So what does this say about crime?
Well, we know, we talked about this the other day, less than 4 out of 10 violent crimes in American urban cities are actually reported to the police. Murders are the exception because we generally find out about all murders. So basically, murder is the one case we tend to know a lot about. Now, here's the other thing. If you look over the history of time, Tommy, I mean, even going back all the way to the Bible, the people who kill each other, when you know everything there is to know about the case, right? About 80% of the time, they knew each other in some way. So murder is often a very interpersonal relationship that went very bad very quickly. See the point? So you have about 20% of the murders we don't know anything about generally because we just haven't found the investigative information. But when you know what you know about a murder, 8 out of 10 times, it's more than that, I should say, we don't know everything yet. But when you do know about a murder, 8 out of 10 times or more, the two people knew each other somehow.
So when it comes to the numbers for this year, those really are skewed, and I don't mean this in any way disrespectfully, by the New Year's Day attack, right? So they would be even lower than that?
It's very likely to be the case. I think right now they're within 1 or 2 total murders this year compared to all of last year. So it's probably going to be up maybe a little bit, but 135 or 140 murders is horrible for every one of those families. Mm-hmm. But compared to a couple years ago when we had 220 or 250, that would be seen as good news. I think it is good news when less people die. But again, if the police can interrupt non-fatal shooting retaliations, if they can get involved in domestic violence and stop the cycle of violence, if they can send the message that people who commit murder are being arrested, you're going to have some sort of an effect, but you can't stop them all. If we could, there would be none.
Governor says he wants a National Guard in town for the next 2 weeks before the holiday season. What good can they do?
Well, they've been doing this for the 25 years I was in the police department. That was kind of what was odd about all that debate a few weeks ago. Here's the thing. The National Guard can help with point control. They can help with pedestrian point control, traffic point control. They can help with relief efforts during hurricanes. They can help with a visibility presence in and around the whole downtown area. It is, I don't know, Tommy. I mean, some people on the left might think I'm being silly, and some people on the right might think I'm overestimating. We've used the National Guard throughout my entire career to do those kinds of things. Pedestrian point control, traffic point control, emergency relief during crisis, visibility, main foot traffic visibility around the Superdome during events. None of this is new. None of this is new.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back because here we are knocking on the door of another New Year's Eve, and it seems as though, despite all of the talk of arch barriers and studies and this and that, basically, nothing's been done to change anything. I don't know. Maybe it has. Maybe it hasn't. We'll talk about that when we come back with Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, 820 Traffic Now, WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes, as we do normally on Wednesday, but we'll be out at Children's Hospital tomorrow for the annual Radiothon, so we're doing it today on this Tuesday, a chilly Tuesday morning. Chief, you know, other than a lot of talk, a lot of studies, I learned a lot about different types of barriers, but has anything really been done to make the quarter safer for New Year's Eve than last year?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I'm sure there'll be a lot of more attention by news media between now and then, as there should be. Secondly, I was astonished and disgusted to find out that the city of New Orleans had just simply placed the efforts of moving these heavy pieces of equipment on the backs of the police officers. What an inappropriate thing to do. Third, the type of recommendations, and the group that made the recommendations are longtime professional colleagues of mine. You can't close Bourbon Street. It's just that simple. Once or twice, you know, several times a year, they can shut down all of Times Square. But those are not daily events where people are just flooded into the street. Just watch television. People walk around Times Square on the sidewalks. In New Orleans, we have the uniqueness of people living, conducting business, and delivering products and business, and tourists visiting that street and Royal Street and Decatur Street. So it's going to have to be a unique thing because it's a 365-day event. So I don't think anybody realistically believed they were going to be able to create a pedestrian mall on Bourbon Street, a pedestrian mall on Royal Street, or a pedestrian mall on Decatur Street all day, every day. So the question is visibility, those types of pieces of equipment that can stop traffic, but let's not have police officers who should be protecting the public running around with several hundred pieces of equipment. That should be done by people who are trained and expert in it, and it was a folly to assign that to the police officers to do it.
Thank you, Chief. Any final thoughts?
Hoping you had a great holiday, Thanksgiving, and we're looking forward to a wonderful Christmas and New Year's, and hope everything turns out incredibly well. The new administration has every opportunity to be the new administration. Hopefully we'll see some positive changes in overtime management. We'll see some changes in continuing the reduction of crime and continuing to hire police officers.
So can there be overtime changes without hiring more officers and without losing services?
Well, I don't think anybody has made the argument that all the overtime spent was as much as it was necessary. Hiring more people is critical. It's good to see that the new administration is saying they're going to have monthly and quarterly meetings with the department, with the CAO managing the overtime. That's an old idea, new again. We did that in New Orleans. We did that in Nashville. We did that in Washington. So it's good that that level of accountability will be there, because it's hard to say you're hungry and convince the community you need more if you see these egregious examples of overtime mismanagement. That makes it harder for the police department to ask for more. So these are good steps, I think, to reestablish trust and confidence in the government and reestablish trust and confidence in the community. To answer your question, do you need all this overtime as you're trying to find more people? When you got officers that are doing what's been reported publicly in the comments of the legislative auditor talking about what is going to likely be incredibly bad management practices of overtime, why would the public agree that you should get more? It's a very difficult issue. It's got to be solved.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. Ronald Serpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. It is time to light up the season. You can join WWL for day one of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon. We're going to be there tomorrow, December 3rd, from 6 until 8. So blessed to have a world-class hospital that provides the best care possible for children right here in our own backyard. They've helped so many of our kids and families when we needed them most. Now it's time to give thanks and raise critical funds, knowing every dollar stays here at home. Help us help kids. Join WWL for day one of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon, presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. I'm going to be there starting it off, then Newell with Dave Cohen, Scoot, Nian, also Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Attelier, and Steve Geller, and Archie Manning and Deuce. So come out and see us. We'll be there tomorrow, December 3rd, from 6 till 8, because giving feels awesome. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.